Some beautiful scenery in that. Huh? God created a wonderful, beautiful world for us to live in. That's something to be thankful for. Well, this is Thanksgiving week. And as the name implies, you know, Thanksgiving. It's a time for us to consider what things we are thankful for. But it shouldn't only be one day out of the entire year. I know we've talked about that off and on. But at least we do have one day that has been set aside for this country to give thanks. And hopefully everybody, and that's probably something that we should be praying for too, that everybody will take a moment to reflect on what they're thankful for. And especially living in this great country. But I have some scriptures I'd like to share with you. Talk about them briefly. This first one from Psalm 118, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord. Why should we give thanks to the Lord? It tells us right here, for he is good. What does that mean? Well, if he's good, it means the things that he does is good. The things that he brings into our lives are good. Our circumstances. As Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good. Why? Because God is good. He turns bad situations and circumstances into good. Brings good out of them for our benefit. Why else should we give thanks to the Lord? For his mercy endures forever. There's not a moment that goes by that he isn't merciful. That he doesn't look down upon us with compassion and grace and love in his heart. And he wants to bless us. He doesn't have to be merciful, but he is. That's his nature. And without mercy, where would we be? On our way to hell, that's for sure. His mercy endures forever, ever and ever and ever, throughout all eternity. Psalm 100, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. When we walk through these doors to come into this place, his sanctuary, his house, is it with thanksgiving in our hearts? Should be. Hopefully it is. Maybe we don't even think about it. We just come through the doors and look for our seats or to say hello to somebody, give somebody a hug and tell them they missed you or whatever. But is there thanksgiving in our hearts as we walk through those doors? Should be. Should be. And into his courts with praise. Well, there's thanksgiving in our hearts, but unless something comes out of our mouths praising God, what good is the thanksgiving? Or does anybody else benefit? Unless they hear what is in our hearts and giving praise to God and thanks to him, other people aren't benefited. They don't know the blessings that the Lord bestows upon us. They don't know how good he is unless we offer praise unto God. So that's something that we should do. Oh, yes, we do it during the joys and concerns up to a limited amount anyway. I think some of us are still inhibited in terms of letting it pour out of our hearts. But it's something that maybe we can be a little better at from time to time. Be thankful to him and bless his name. His name is so important to him. His name is everything. His name identifies him as to who he is, just as your name identifies you and who you are. So it's important for us to worship our God and blessing his name, which is holy and righteous and everything good. Hebrews 13:15. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Before Jesus' time, what were the sacrifices? They would bring animals to be slaughtered as a sacrifice, a temporary covering for sin. People would bring grain offerings and other types of food offered up to God. That was the type of sacrifice that was given back then. We don't do that anymore, do we? Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice, giving himself for us. Because animals and the blood of those sacrifices couldn't really take away our sins permanently. It was just like sweeping them under the rug for a while. Eventually, they'd be seen again. But Jesus took away our sins completely. There's no more need for sacrifice of that type. But there are sacrifices that we can give to the Lord. The fruit of our lips. Thanking him and praising him. Telling others about him. And the things that he has done for us and is doing in our lives. The fruit of our lips. That's why it's a good thing that we have during the joys and concerns time, an opportunity for you to share. That's the fruit of our lips, the sacrifices that we give. In addition to our time and, you know, our money and whatever, okay? But I think what's more important to the Lord is the sacrifice of praise, because that's what comes out of our heart. Out of the abundance of a heart, the mouth speaks. So let's let it come out, what's in our hearts. Then finally, Psalm 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. How many of us wake up in the morning and the first thing that comes into our minds or into our mouths is, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you. I have another day that you have given me to see your evidence of your love and your blessings and your grace. Another opportunity to be a minister of your love and grace. And then at night, before we fall asleep, how many of us just offer a little prayer of thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for getting us through this day. And thank you for a restful night's sleep that I know that I'm going to have because I'm in your tender, loving care and in your arms. How many of us do that? It's something to think about. It's an opportunity to show God how much we appreciate him and love him. But in the beginning it says, it's good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name. It's a good thing to do that. It's a good thing. Well, I want to do a good thing this morning. And I want to give thanks to the Lord and praise his name. We've heard some evidence this morning during joys and concerns of the things that he does, things that he has done. But I want to go beyond the obvious. Some of the things that I would give thanks to the Lord for, you know, the same things that you would. Thank you, Lord, for saving me and granting me eternal life. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful wife you have given me. There was a time of sorrow and darkness in my life when my first wife passed away. And the Lord brought me Mary. who brought joy and light and happiness back into my life. And she still does. So I praise God for that and thank Him. I thank Him for bringing us here to meet each and every one of you, to get to know you and love you, to be a part of your family. Something that we are very thankful for. We've been here for about 15 years now. And it's not getting old. We love being here. You're a very loving group. And I see the Lord working in each one of you. No, we're not perfected yet. And we won't be for a while. But God is here. And I'm thankful to be a part of what He's doing here. Those are the obvious things, you know, that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for my health, such as it is. Getting older, thinner, grayer. But I'm thankful that I can see God's hand. I'm thankful that He has opened my eyes and my understanding to have a greater knowledge of Him, to feel closer to Him. I'm thankful that even for all the hard things that He allowed in my life, because each one of those things had a purpose. And each one of those things has helped to mold me and shape me into who I am today. Whether you think that's good or not, you know. But I appreciate those things. Because I see more and more of just how good He is and how wonderful, how awesome He is. Every once in a while I think about the universe that He created. I look up at the stars. I look at the wonderful earth that He has created. As I mentioned, some of the beautiful scenery that we saw in the video. It amazes me just how creative He is. The beautiful things that He has made. The beauty that He has placed in the people of His creation. And it's so wonderful, it's so awesome, it amazes me, and I love to be amazed by Him. I know that nothing is impossible for Him, but every time I see something happen that is wonderful and goes a little bit beyond my understanding, I'm just amazed by it, and I love it. I love when He does things like that. I could go on and on and on. I mean, there are so many things that we could all be thankful for. But I think I've talked enough, and I'd like to give you an opportunity. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Because you are good. Your mercy endures forever. You're wonderful. You're an awesome God. You watch over us and help us. And yes, there are things that come into our lives that are not pleasant. But you prove yourself over and over that you're with us through them. You get us safely through them. And in that, we grow. We learn more of you. We get stronger in our faith. We can trust you for more things and believe for more things. Have faith for greater things. Thank you for all of that too, Lord. Thank you for all you do for us. Thank you for being here with us today. Thank you for those who shared. And even for those who didn't. It doesn't matter. What matters is what's in our hearts. And yes, it will come out. It will come out eventually. We all will give praise and glory to you. The fruit of our lips, it will come out. If not today, another day. But it will come out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all the things that were shared today, some very difficult things. But we bless you, we praise you, give you all the glory, Lord, because you so richly deserve it. And thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen.